Good morning, everybody. It's so good to see you today. It's a special Sunday, isn't it? Because 2 days from now, we're celebrating a birthday. And it's not mine. It's the baby Jesus. And so would you stand with me as we read from Scripture today to start? In Luke chapter 2, there's a special scene. We've heard it many times. But it's talking about the shepherds and what happened when the angels appeared to the shepherds. It says this in Luke 2:8. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." And then this: the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find the baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. And then suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those with whom God is pleased." It's good news of great joy for us, isn't it? Not just for them, but for everyone. And so as we worship together, we're celebrating just not just his birth, but the joy that he brings to our lives. So Lord, would you receive our praise today? And would you birth your joy anew in our hearts afresh this morning? Let this message of your coming never grow old, Lord. Give us your joy as we celebrate you for your birth, your death, and resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's celebrate and worship together today.
Angels sing, whom the choirs of angels praise. on board, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Oh, my Lord, they get along.
all around us to see him and adore. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas.
Amen. We just want to welcome you to church this Christmas Sunday. Why don't you take a minute and greet one another here as we celebrate the Lord. We'll also invite the harmonicas up at this time. Worship team, it's so good to see you today. Everyone should have got a bulletin. Did everyone get a bulletin when you came in? Good, because if you're a guest joining us, and you can have a seat, by the way. If you're a guest joining us today, we'd love just to get to know you better. So just fill out some of your information on a little card that you can see in the bulletin, and you're going to tear that off and slide it in the offering plate when it comes around in just a few minutes. Or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please do fill that out because we want to pray for you as a staff. But at this time, we have a special from some of our gentlemen here who prepared some harmonica music for us today. They're from the Heritage Hour, and we want to welcome them here today. So why don't we just give them a hand as they lead us in a song. Thank you.
please let us all stand again as we continue to worship the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you.
Groans for a world of darkness, frozen like a stone. Light is breaking in a stable for a throne,
and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us the child is born, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore.
If I were a wise man, I would travel far. If I were a shepherd, I would do my part. Poor as I am, I will give to him my heart. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us a child is born, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore.
Here in a manger like one who made the starry skies, save you on for sacrifice, Christ the Messiah. The promise of eternal years, Christ the Messiah.
And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. 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 Unto us a child is born, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore.
He shall reign. He shall reign. He shall reign.
You shall reign, O Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Come on, church. Our Jesus Messiah is here.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. His love so amazing, love so amazing. Our Jesus Messiah, above of all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, our Jesus Messiah.
We love you so much. Thank you. Thank you for coming for us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Praise your name. Let's keep on worshiping, church. Worship Him.
Only little town of how still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shine the everlasting light. to us we pray. Cast down our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to
Jesus, a great hand in this house this morning. Amen. We're going to sing just once again on that last verse. It's an invitational verse, that last verse that the team was leading us in. And you know, it's a very dangerous prayer if you pray to the living God and you ask the living God to come in and to change your life. For this is why Christ came. There was once a man who was a very religious fellow named Nicodemus, and he came to Jesus. And this man was a man who studied Scripture. He knew Scripture well. He was, if you want to say, a good Pharisee. He was really seeking after God. And yet when he came to Jesus, he said these words to him. He said, "We know that you're a teacher who's come from God, because no one could do what you're doing unless God was with him." And immediately Jesus said, "Nicodemus, you have to be born again." And I'll tell you something, it's dangerous when, as this verse here says, and we'll sing it once again, this third verse of the carol that we just sang, it's dangerous when you actually invite the living God to come into your life. And it's not so much a formal prayer that you might find in a book somewhere, but it's when you actually open up your heart and you just say, "Jesus, here I am. If you're up there, would you help me? Would you come into my life?" I remember as an 18-year-old that I prayed that prayer, and you know what happened? My life completely changed. And that's the promise of God, that anyone who comes to him, and so can we sing it together as we sing this last verse once again? And I want to encourage you today, if you're here, and maybe like Nicodemus, you know the story. You know the Christmas story. You're familiar with the whole scene. But can I encourage you, can I implore you just to make this your prayer and to say, "Living God, would you come into my heart? Would you come into my life?" We can do this as we sing it once again, "O Holy Child of Bethlehem." Let's sing it together.
O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Let's pray together this morning, shall we? Lord, we thank you for that promise of Christmas. It said you will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God, I just thank you today that you are no respecter of persons. It doesn't matter how old we are, how young we are, whether we're young, whether we're single, whether we're rich, whether we're poor. You became poor so that through your poverty we might become rich. And I want to thank you, Lord, that anybody, anywhere in the whole wide world who calls upon the name of Jesus Christ and prays this daring prayer, "Jesus, would you come into my life? Lord, would you forgive me of my sin? Lord, would you show me the way?" When it's not a form, but when we really pray that from the heart in response to what you're doing in our lives at that moment, the same thing that happened to Nicodemus, the same thing that's happened to millions and millions of people. That miracle of Christmas takes place. We're forgiven of our sin. We're adopted as sons and daughters of the living God. And Father, I pray that on this Sunday, that if there are people here that know the story but haven't received that gift, Lord, I just pray we'd unwrap that and that you would make us everything you've intended us to be. I remember the words that you spoke, Jesus. You said this, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So I thank you, Lord, for the promise of Christmas, and I just pray you'd be with us this season in the name of Jesus. And everyone said together, please be seated. Well, it's just great to have all of you with us, and I want to say a special thank you to this congregation. If you're a guest with us visiting family on this 23rd of December, I want to say welcome to you. You can see by our platform that we're setting up. We're not quite ready, but we're setting up for one of my most favorite services of our calendar year. That takes place on Christmas Eve. It goes from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. It's a candlelight service, and so if you can come, please come tomorrow night, and we would love to celebrate Christmas Eve. It's not a long service. It's just 1 hour in length, and we just want to invite you to be a part of that celebration. And would everybody please say, Happy New Year! Happy New Year. We're having a New Year's Eve party, but we need your help. We need your help. We need to know how many people are coming. We are so excited about, we're going to start in 2018. We're going to party all the way into 2019 till next year. It's going to go from 9 until midnight, but we need to know how many of you are coming so that we can prepare food for you. We're going to have a great time with Living Praise. There's a group coming in. They're going to lead us in worship, and you can see on your insert what kind of activities that we have planned for that evening. And I want to tell you something. If you don't have a place to celebrate New Year's, this is going to be a great place to do it. Just tell us you're coming. So you can sign up for that today at the Welcome Center. There's a list that's going to be manned and womaned there, and you can go and sign up. Or phone us in the church office. You can register for that this Sunday and also next Sunday. But I want to thank this congregation. You're so faithful. We have 2 calendar weeks of giving in our calendar year. And if you're our guest, I'm not speaking to you. I'm just speaking to church family here. But I want to say thank you so much for your faithfulness in the Lord's tithe for our general fund and also in our offerings for missions. You can see in your bulletin today that we make a difference at home. Here there's a insert in your, a home missions insert in your bulletin today for Adira. But also we're making a difference all over the world. And so before we prepare to give, and I just want to say this. If you consider this past year and you know the Lord has been good to you, this would be a great couple of weeks. If you need to catch up on your tithe in the general fund, that's a great time to do it. If you can help us reach our goals for missions all over the world, we would so appreciate that. So before we worship the Lord in our giving today, I just want you to hear a Merry Christmas all the way from Africa.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
On earth in mercy, my old God.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from Tanzania.
And that is, of course, from one of our missionaries that we support, Julius and Jade Kenya Manyara. I don't know if you noticed it, but they had to do 493 takes to get that baby to sneeze just after the Merry Christmas. Did you see that at the end there? That was good. Ushering team, I want you to come. We're going to wait on you for the Lord's tithe and your offerings. And again, I want to say thank you so much for your faithfulness in giving. Let's pray before we worship him in giving. Lord, I just thank you today for the faithfulness of this congregation. I want to thank you, Father, for your promise. You said, if you'll bring to me all of the tithes and all of the offerings, that I'm going to open up the windows of heaven, and I'm going to pour you out such a blessing that you're not able to receive it. I thank you, Lord, that there's a selfless group of people here that set aside earthly things to invest in the kingdom of heaven. And I thank you we're making a difference, not only here, but to the ends of the earth. And I pray, Father, your grace and your blessing upon all of us as we celebrate this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for your giving this morning.
So this is how it was, a silent night like any other. When heaven sent the one that we will call our Savior, and redemption begin in a stable in Bethlehem. All of the angels lifted up their voices and filled the night with hallelujah. God is with us now. Everyone come and join the heavenly chorus. Our Savior King is here before us, all to hear the sound. The song creation sang when hope came down.
So this was truly God, wrapped up in a tattered blanket. Love was finally here, sleeping while the world awakened. And redemption began with a baby in Bethlehem.
All of the angels lifted up their voices and filled the night with hallelujah. God is with us now. Everyone come and join the heavenly chorus. Our Savior King is here before us, all to hear the sound. The song creation sang when hope came down. So let us sing redemption song. Let us worship Christ, the Holy One. We were lost, but we were found when love came down.
Thank you, team. We're finishing up our series, To Us. And today we are looking at For Us, a Name is Given. And we want to really focus in on the name of Jesus. Now, in your bulletins, you have an insert. If you can take that out with me, please. And we are just going to read that passage of Scripture out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, written some 700 years before the Christ child was born. So would you stand with me, please, and let's read it together. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It's right on your bulletin insert this morning. So you can just take that out of your bulletin, and let's read it. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. You may be seated. I don't think that even Mary and Joseph understood how that God was going to bring his kingdom through the Lord Jesus Christ when this promise was fulfilled, when this Christ child was born. And for us, we look back and we know the whole thing. But I want you just to take a peek at this and imagine how it must have been for Mary and Joseph the night that Christ was born.
Hallelujah.
And so we look back, but for us, this name is given. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, the government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And I love that peering into what must have been wonder in the lives of Mary and Joseph as all of this unfolded. And isn't it true, friends, that in life we run across these things that cause us to wonder? Well, the good news of Christmas is this, that for us, this name is given, and the name is Jesus. Would you say his name with me, please? Jesus. Jesus is our counselor. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. And all of these titles that we see given in the prophecy that Isaiah received are a combination of two words. And you see in that word, Wonderful Counselor, you see the sense of wonder. The sense of wonder that only Christ can bring. And you see the sense of counsel that God needs to give. Because even in today's world, some 2,000 years later, we need to realize something, that it's Jesus Christ who is the source of all wisdom. You know, we have earthly leaders, but there is a heavenly leader that's directing the affairs of this world. The Proverbs puts it like this: common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, kings reign. And if you look throughout history, there were times when kingdoms were set up and there were kings that were reigning. And God even moved through kingdoms that were not godly kingdoms to accomplish his purposes. Because of me, kings reign and rulers make just decrees. How many of you know that in the year 2018, going into 2019, we need to pray for our political leaders? If you believe that, say amen. That God would give them grace, that God would give them understanding, that God would accomplish his plans and his purposes through them. And that we as the church would be what we're supposed to be, as salt and light. Jesus put it like this: may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he's the source of all wisdom that makes us wonder. You know, when Jesus actually began to teach, and when he spoke, he caused the people to wonder at his teaching. Jesus spoke like no one else spoke. Jesus wasn't like the religious leaders of the day who spoke. It says when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with a real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law. And I'll tell you, as Christians, when you take the name of Jesus with you, you have an authority. When you take the name of Jesus with you and you bring the name of Jesus with you, you bring a clarity of teaching that God wants to bring to this world. And the promise that our counselor gives to us is this, that Jesus will lead us all along the way of God's plan. God has a plan for your life. God has the best purpose for your life. God, before you were even born, even while you were in your mother's womb, we saw in that video today that Christ came. The Christmas carol says it like this: he was born to raise the sons of earth. He was born to give us second birth. He was the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundations of the world. And even the disciples didn't understand his plan. They were very upset when Jesus said he was going to be going away. He said to them, well, you know the way. And they said, we haven't got a clue what the way is. And Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. And Jesus promised to his disciples and to us, he promised this, that when he went away, that he'd send another one just like him. When the Spirit of truth comes, speaking of the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. So this name of Jesus is given to you, and Jesus is our counselor. Secondly, Jesus is our conquering king. I mean, when you look at the Christmas story, this unknown young couple, who would have chosen them? When you look at how Christ came in a cattle stall, who would have done that except God? Jesus is our conquering king. The prophet said, and he will be called Mighty God. You know, the Bible says that that all things were created by him, by Christ, and for him, for his glory. The Bible says that in Jesus Christ, we are to live and we are to move and we are to have our being. And if we had to capsulize the most important thing that Jesus Christ did for those of us who've unwrapped the Christmas gift, it's this. He has saved us from sin and death. If you're glad about that this morning, would you say amen? You were dead. Doesn't say you were sick. You were dead. It's from our first mom and dad, Adam and Eve. You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. This is the state of humanity because of the choice our first parents made in the garden. And then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all of our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. And none of us can imagine what Mary went through. And Joseph, most scholars will say at the time of the crucifixion, Joseph had already died because he was nowhere to be found. But none of us can understand the pain that Mary went through after having these angelic visitations and after having shepherds and wise men come and then seeing Jesus grow and I'm sure seeing the various miracles that he'd done, but then being there and hearing Jesus say to John, the disciple he loved, before he dies, "Behold your mother, and behold your son." You see, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all of our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. That's the greatest thing that we need to personally choose to discover. I know that in a couple of days, or maybe on Christmas Eve, many of you will have gifts that have been chosen for you. They're going to have your name on them. And probably they're going to come in wrapping paper. If you never take the gift apart, if you never undo the bow, what good would that be? What good would that do to the giver of the gift? And we need to make that personal choice to receive the gift of God, of eternal life in Jesus Christ, and to let him cleanse us and save us from death and give us life. Because there's coming a time and a day when everyone will acknowledge Jesus Christ as Savior of the world. You see, because Jesus, even though he was born as the Son of God and lived the perfect, sinless life and did good to all people, but then when he died on the cross, when he died for our sin and for our salvation, the Bible says, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name that is above every name. And would you say his name once again with me? That at the name of every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, would you say that phrase with me, please? Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, there's coming a day. Just as Christ was prophesied to come by Isaiah, and he came, as we've seen, there's coming a day when he will come and he will rule and he will reign. He is our conquering king. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And at that time, Jesus will come again to secure his kingdom reign. The Bible says that he's the Alpha and he is the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. And here's his word to us. Look, I'm coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Thirdly, this name, Jesus, he is compassionate. The prophet said this, he will be called Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. What father doesn't have the best interests in his heart for his son? What father and even what mother aren't compassionate toward their very own children? I want you to know today that if you're maybe going through some deep waters, if you're going through some valleys, And if there are some things going on perhaps in your life or in your family or in the life of someone that you love, and you're wondering, does God hear me when I pray? Does God know what's going on? Quite honestly, does God even care? the scripture says he'll be called Everlasting Father, and Jesus Christ is compassionate. You see, Jesus, by what he did and does, he reveals the heart of the Father to us. The psalmist put it like this: the Lord is like a father to his children. He's tender and he's compassionate to those who fear him, to those who receive the gift, to those who come to him. God doesn't judge you, but he brings you tenderness and he brings you compassion and he brings you mercy. That word in the Hebrew is racham, and it means this: to love and to have compassion on, to obtain and be merciful upon. And isn't that what John 3 tells us is the whole story of the Father's heart? For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish but have everlasting life. God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved through him. I want you to hear that. God doesn't condemn you today. He sent Christ into the world that you might be saved. And the good news is this: Jesus hears us when we cry out to him. He is the true and the living God. He hears us when our hearts are heavy. He hears us when our hearts are grieving. The Bible says this high priest of ours, he understands our weaknesses. He faced all the same testings that we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of grace, and we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most. And finally, this name of Jesus that's given to us, Jesus is our comfort. The prophet said he will be called the Prince of Peace. I don't think there is anything that all of us need to understand any more than this, that only Jesus Christ can bring us peace within our own hearts and peace with God. You see, in Jesus' name, we are reconciled to God. In Jesus' name, we are brought back to God because of what he did for us on the cross. Listen to what the writer of the Romans said. He said, therefore, since we've been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Now, something comes out of a peace with God in your heart as a person. You have a peace with him vertically, but then you can have a peace with others horizontally. We can love God, and with his love, we can then love other people. How many of you are going to have a turkey in the next couple of days? Any turkey eaters? Ham bones? Roast beefers? Anybody going to fast? Don't put up your hand. Don't fast in the next couple of days. You can fast January 1st. We're going to be having our week of prayer. You can fast all week long. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get together in homes. And you know who's going to be there? Uncle Bob. My apologies to any Uncle Bobs in the room. You know who's going to be there? Auntie Susan. My apologies to any Auntie Susans in the room. Do you understand what I'm saying? God can bring peace into our relationships. When we're reconciled to God, we can also see peace in our relationships on the horizontal level. In Jesus' name, our relationships can be healed. Thank God. Some of you are saying, well, should we even invite Uncle Bob? Of course, because he's family. Yeah, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. And this even applies in the church, friends. Even in the church, sometimes we need to understand that our relationships can be healed because of what Christ has done. Because of what Christ has done, and we can have peace in our hearts, we can have peace with one another. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling Uncle Bob and Auntie Susan to him, and reconciling ourselves to Uncle Bob and Auntie Susan. For God was in Christ reconciling the world. Check that out. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And God has given us this wonderful message of reconciliation. I'll tell you what, friends, it's in Jesus' name and only in Jesus' name that we truly find our relief. Jesus said, come to me, all of you. I mean, we couldn't do that. You know, we might be able to help one or two people, but Jesus says this, come to me, all of you. And he's speaking to all of you. He's speaking to everyone everywhere in the world because he's God. Come to me, all of you that are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Unto us a name is given. Would you pray with me, please, this morning? Father, we want to thank you for the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are the one true living God. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our wonderful counselor. I just pray that you would bring wisdom into each heart as we lean into you in this Christmas season. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our conquering king. The prophet said you're our mighty God. I just pray, Lord, that we would know that as we trust you, that we have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, Lord, that you are compassionate. The prophet said you're the everlasting Father. And Lord, even as a father has compassion upon his children, so you want to show us mercy. And so, God, I just pray today, as I already talked a little bit earlier in the service this morning, if there's anybody here that knows the story but just hasn't said yes to Jesus, I pray that even right now, Lord, they would simply say, Jesus, Lord, I give you my life. If you're there, would you help me? Would you forgive me of my sin? Would you make me all that you've meant me to be? And thank you, Lord, that when we pray that prayer from our heart, that you hear us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're our comfort. The prophet said you're called the Prince of Peace. And I remember the promise of Jesus when he said, my peace I give to you. And it's not a peace like the world gives. And so, Father, I pray especially for some that are going through some storms in life, for some that are going through some valley seasons, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would know the peace of God. And thank you that your peace passes all understanding, Lord, and rules in our hearts and in our lives. I pray, Father, that we would understand that as we unwrap the gift of salvation, that we can have life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And everyone said together, amen. I want you to stand with me, please, and we're just going to close singing a chorus of one of these songs that we sang a little bit earlier in the service today. And I want to remind you, tomorrow is our Christmas Eve candlelight service from 6 until 7. Today, before you leave, you can sign up for our New Year's Eve party that starts on December 31st, goes from 9 until midnight. And then please just let us know that you're coming so that we can prepare the right number of people in our preparations. Thanks for doing that. And so let's sing on that chorus together. I believe you've got the chorus up there.
Jesus Messiah, you're the name above all names. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. For sinners, you're the ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. All my hope is in you, Lord. Let's sing it. All my hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God. You're the light of the world. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All lift our voices. Jesus Messiah.
Name above all names. Blessed Redeemer.
Emmanuel. You're the rescue for sinners. You're the ransom from heaven. Oh, Jesus Messiah.
Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thanks so much for being here. God bless you, and we hope to see you tomorrow at our Christmas Eve service. Have a great day today. Jesus Messiah.
Name above all names.
Blessed Redeemer.
Jesus Messiah.
you